It's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I want to talk about settling. I think it's been some time since I've done a show on settling and why we do it and ways to stop doing it. If you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, I would love to support you in that. I can help you get clear about your desire. I can help you focus. I can help you clear out any energetic blocks keeping you from what you want so that you can manifest with ease. So if you're a manifester, you've been manifesting a long time, but you're finding that there is something in your life that you're just not attracting, I would love to help you shift the energy in your life so that you can create it. Consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I just launched a program, so let's talk about the program. Joy is the name of it. It's a group program, very affordable, $99 for weeks, 1 hour a week, me live. And my goal is to help you learn to manifest with greater ease using the energy of joy. And we're going to specifically talk about the steps of manifestation, but more so, we're going to talk about how you can find your own unique way to joy. And of course, I'll give you lots of intuitive wisdom and channeled insight as it comes forward. So if you are looking for something to do for the month of February, it's Tuesday evenings, then consider Joy. It's a group intuitive coaching program. Information can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Under Work with Amy, and then the drop-down, it will say Group Intuitive Coaching Program. And my goal is this year to offer every couple of months to offer a group program so that more people can use all of the wisdom that I have available to you. Okay, let's talk about settling. I had launched a program in 2019 about how to stop settling in 2019. And I winded up, often I'll launch a program and maybe the as I tune into the energy of it, I'm not super stoked about it, so then I won't offer it. So I wound up not offering this program, so I was looking at the sales page. I'm like, this is so good. I have to share this on the podcast. So we're going to talk about settling. So settling comes from the space of, I don't think I'm going to get what I want. Right? We don't think that there is enough men. We don't think there's enough grace. We don't think there's enough godly love. We don't think there's enough time. We don't think there is enough. It's really lack-based thinking. And so from that space, we often settle. We settle in jobs, or we settle in relationships. We settle in homes. And we're compromising in areas that we don't have to compromise in, right? Compromise, yes, is a natural part of the human condition, but often we, instead of seeking those that settle, I say we, because I can be a settler at times, we look at a situation from a place of fear, from a place of lack, from a place of low self-esteem, and we immediately assume that, and this is all done very subconsciously, we assume that we're not going to get exactly what we want, so we just automatically settle. And it comes from not giving ourselves enough permission to want what we want, so we don't even fully explore how good it would feel to have exactly what we'd want. And then from there, we wind up in these situations and we wonder why it's not meeting our needs, right? So you don't have to settle. You don't have to settle for crumbs. You don't have to settle for your fear that things aren't going to work out in your favor. You don't have to settle for any of the nonsense that leads you into situations that are not a full and complete expression of what you want. So here's what settling looks like. I really want to do that thing, but I have to do this first and this first before I can have it. Now, there is some accessing that, hey, I need this thing in place so that this thing will flow smoothly. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about where we put a lot of barriers in front of ourselves, right? The example I can give off the top of my head is the story, oh, I need to lose weight before I can get into a relationship, or I need to get, it might be a requirement, but a lot of people use education as an excuse for not going what they want. Oh, I got to take another class, another course, and I got to do this thing again to get what I want. That's a form of settling. So look for the most direct path, and that'll keep you out of settling. Another way we settle is saying yes when it's a no. And I'll tell you, if you've been listening to this program for a while, if you are working on yourself, if you are regularly practicing spirituality, New Age spirituality, New Thought spirituality, mind science, as you get closer and closer to the manifestation of your desire, you will find that things that will show up will be so close that you will think, oh, well, I can't get any better than that. It's not totally right, but can't get any better than that, right? That's a form of settling, too. there's a card in my deck. My spirit guides just flashed in my mind's eye. Don't quit right before the miracle. That is one of the ways in which we settle, right? We quit, like we give up. We think, oh, I'll just take this, right? I'll take this man, I'll take this job. It can't probably get any better than this, right? So just catch yourself when you're in those moments. Catch yourself when you're in scarcity, where you're like, well, this is really good, so I should probably just take this good and run with it. And only you will know if you're settling. You can feel it in your bones. You can feel it in your bones. You'll know. Another way in which we settle is, oh, that dream's way too big. That's a fantasy. It could never happen. There's no way, right? And you don't even try to explore the possibility of it. That's another way of settling. Well, what I really want isn't showing up, right? So I'll just accept this, right? So you might be pursuing a dream, and you've been working at it a long time, and maybe you're not seeing results. And so instead of continuing to figure it out, to get better and better, to explore, to pray about it, make different choices as it aligns with your truth, you just are like, okay, I'll just take this thing because this might not be meant for me, which is a bunch of hogwash. Because whatever the desire is of your heart, that means it's meant for you. Another way we settle, I'll just double down. I'll do more work. I'll make it work. I'll put more energy into it. I'll try harder. I see this a lot in romantic relationships. Jobs even too. I'll just work harder and then it'll work out in the end. Sometimes there is shifts that need to be made so you can work smarter. There is so much to be said about resilience. There's so much to be said about wanting to stay in the experience of seeking the desire. But then there's another thing where you're sensing it's not working. And this, I want to be cautious here as I explain this, because this can be tricky, because some manifestations will take time based on God, right? And so it can be really easy to take this guidance, and when it's something you just need to stay committed to and keep getting better at, I heard Amy say, if I'm working really hard to do this thing, then it probably means that I'm settling and I need to go and do something else. That's not what I'm saying. So you're going to have to really trust yourself. If there is a desire on your heart, keep writing it down till you get clearer and clearer and clearer about it. And then that's how you'll know it's always going to work out in the end, right? So even if you're not seeing results, you'll know that it's going to work out. And then that is an opportunity where you will invest a different amount of energy into it. But then there are times where it's just a shit show. And instead of acknowledging that, we're afraid to let go. And so we think, oh, if I can just work harder. And we take a lot of responsibility that's not our own. You know, very heart-centered, loving people will take on too much responsibility, blame themselves, and think, oh, if I could just be better, then this situation will improve. And that's a form of settling. Yeah. Another way we settle, it's too weird to explain that it doesn't feel right. Right? We don't trust our feeling. And so we just stay in something, right? But we're sensing something's off. And so if you are sensing something's off, that is the time to sit with it on a consistent basis in contemplation time and write, what's going on here? Why am I feeling this way? What are these feelings? If this is a sign of something, what does the sign want me to do, right? It's when you don't do that inquiry, you will find yourself in a situation where you're settling. So if it doesn't feel right, explore it. Don't just say, well, you know, maybe it'll get better. That's settling. Another way we settle, I know it's not right, but everyone else doesn't see it that way. Okay, so that's where you get a lot of people around you telling you, like, girl, you should be happy that you have that. I hate that, and you will probably, I use hate purposefully. It is one of the worst ways to minimize a human. Is to invalidate their feelings. But if you're hearing that, it probably means you're in a situation where you're settling. If you're hearing, you know, if maybe you're saying like, hey, you know, something just doesn't feel right, but everyone keeps telling me to stick it out or it's going to get better, but I'm just sensing something's off here. You're probably in a situation where you're settling. And settling, again, means you are accepting less than the truest nature of your original desire. Settling means you are accepting less than the original nature of your truest desire. So just lean into it and explore it and say, okay, Amy told me I don't have to settle. I believe I don't have to settle. Then who cares what everybody else thinks? It's my job to get to the root of what's going on here and then make a decision so I can proceed, right? And decisions are always up to you, and no decision is wrong, but you need to make a decision. You can't stand in the middle. Another way we settle, I'll just follow along. I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to disrupt things. There's a lot going on. There's this. If you're coming up with stories and excuses as to why you can't make a change, you're probably in a situation where you're settling, and you don't have to. The purpose of this show is to remind you that no one has said you have to settle. You can have the truest, purest desire of your heart because it was put on your heart by God, and God does not want you to settle. God wants you to exercise your faith and believe that what you want will come to you at the perfect time and in the perfect way. Another way we settle. I don't want to appear mean or shallow. I don't want to be a bad person. I don't want to hurt them, right? But why do you need to suffer at the expense of another? That's settling. I find, we have all this time, again, right, because we're all at home. Most of us have been at home for almost a year, and so I started to assess a friendship, a relationship where I had been settling, and It was painful, but I knew that I had to let it go, because it wasn't fulfilling me. And you know, I can easily say, well, you know, they have all these good qualities, right? And I enjoy their company. And then I step back from that story, because that was just the story I'd been telling myself. I had to step back from that story. And I'm like, oh, wow, so many things this person does goes against my core values. And I don't even feel like I can fully even be myself. And I've just been putting up with that. Why am I doing that? Okay, I don't have to. Period. I don't have to. Period. And you know, I talked in the last podcast about codependency. I felt the untangling of that. There was some codependency there. And so you will feel uncomfortable coming out of a settling situation, right? A situation where you have settled for less than your truest desire. But on the other side of that, you will start to feel good. So if you have let a relationship go, a job go, a commitment go, and you're feeling uncomfortable and unsteady, that is the time to be in prayer and meditation and rest, and knowing that God will take that feeling away and you will start to feel good again. Okay. And other ways we settle. It's not really what I want, but I'll go with it for now. Oh, my God. Every time I've said that shit, it has been a problem. Or I've said, well, I made this commitment, and yeah, some things weren't clear to me in the beginning, but I guess I should need to stick it out. That is also a form of settling. Or, and here's the classic settling, this is better than nothing. This is better than nothing. That one is one you'll have to really sit with and contemplate, because there's a lot there. There's self-esteem stuff there. There's self-confidence there. There's some lack of self-love there, that this is better than nothing. There's some lack there. And that's one where I'd say, hire me. Let's talk it through. I can get you out of that energy state really rapidly, so you can see, oh, man, there are so many possibilities available to me, and I feel so good. Why would I ever have to just accept something that I describe as this is better than nothing, right? Nothing is often better than something that is not right. Yes. So compromising and settling has become an epidemic, particularly among kind-hearted people who want to do good in the world. Why? Because it's hella uncomfortable to step outside of your comfort zone of lack, fear, doubt, and victimhood. It seems unloving or unkind to say no. It seems unloving and unkind to set boundaries. But actually, that is one of the healthiest states you can be in. It takes divine boldness to act on your faith. It takes divine boldness to act on your intuitive sensing that something is not right for you. Right? It requires immense devotion to the light and to believe in the abundance, peace, positive expectation, and your right to be empowered no matter what. You will have to break some rules, in quotes, that you've set up for yourself. I call them the good people rules. I should write them out. Like, I bet you guys could all send me messages about all your good people rules. We all have them, right? Well, a good person would do it this way, and a good person would do it that way. Let's replace good person with authentic, with genuine, with soulful, with devotion. And focus on living from that space. So to stop settling, here's how you stop settling. And I have to get on a call with a boy, because, of course, I decided to record a podcast while, because I thought I had time. I didn't realize that it was going to be long. Let me text him now and say I will call him. Oh, sorry. see if I can do this in 5 to 6 minutes. Okay. Because that's real life. And I pray he understands. And if he doesn't, well, you know, it's probably not going to work out if he doesn't, because that's the way I roll. So to stop settling, you will have to develop a new no-settling mindset, meaning I'm just going to trust. I'm going to have faith, even if it feels uncomfortable, that there is probably something better for me. I'm going to trust that there is something more in alignment with what I want available to me. What I actually want, I'm willing to believe that what I actually want, what I've always envisioned for myself, is possible. And I'm going to keep my heart open. That's how you start to develop a no-settling mindset. And then trust and follow your intuition no matter what. You know, if it's something feeling off, take a step back, explore it, take a step back, explore it, take a step back, explore it, and it will all be revealed to you, right? But just don't, please, my sisters, my truest sisters, do not ignore the hits and firing of your intuition, right? Even this man I'm talking to, I'm like, oh, there's some fire in there. And I haven't, you know, it's like my own intuition, our own personal intuitions, it may not always seem clear. Like, I can read for people, no problem. But it might not always seem clear, like, ah, oh, that's it. So what I say is just be kind to yourself. Acknowledge that that is there. Hold it in the forefront of your mind and show up as authentically as you possibly can. And get your questions answered, right? I told him today, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm sensing something, and I don't know what it is yet. And so I'm going to try to not be a scaredy cat about this and take a step back and see what it is. And in that process, I untangled myself from any obligation, right? I get to be present. I get to show up. I get to be authentic while acknowledging, hey, my intuition is firing. That's how you start the process of not settling. And release relationships that don't fully support you. Like, really, I know, it's tough, but that's the way we live, right? And then stop behaviors that don't align with your vision for your life. That's harder. But if you can start to think of, who is that me that has what I desire? Would she do this? Would she like this? Would she believe in this? And then adjust your behaviors accordingly. It takes practice. I ask myself all the time, you know, the things that I'm working on manifesting right now, I'm like, what would that Amy do in this situation, right? Learn to say no graciously and confidently. Create strategies that keep you from settling. You know, that's one that you'll have to play with in your journal. Okay, what can I do? I know I always settle around men in this way. What can I do to hold myself accountable? Maybe I need to hire a coach and talk to them and tell them that I want this, and knowing that I have a tendency to settle, and they can help hold me accountable. They can't do the work for me, but I have this system in place where someone's there where that can remind me, like, hey, you said you wanted this, right? And it's so easy to settle. I had a client a year ago who she wanted to date and be in a committed, lasting, loving relationship. And she had found a man that matched everything on her list. And I kept saying to her session after session after session, I'm like, I haven't heard him say that he wants to be in a relationship with you. And it seems like he's saying the opposite of that. Are you sure? And this went on for, you know, a good 6 weeks. And then finally she's like, oh, my God, Amy, he doesn't want to be in a relationship. I'm like, yes, yes. And that is the beauty of having a coach, because she was getting ready to make plans and set schedules for 6 months out to go to all these events with him. And in her heart, she felt like she was in a relationship, even though he kept saying, no, we're friends, you know. Friends. So go for what you want. So sometimes what you want might look like it has manifested, but you have to stay aware and alert and conscious to make sure it has. Yeah, and don't make yourself wrong in that process ever. She wasn't wrong. She was following her feelings. She paid me to be in her life to help her stay accountable to her truest desire. And in that, she figured it out. She's like, yeah, oh my God, yeah, he does want to be in a relationship. I got to move on. And is that painful? Yeah, it is painful getting out of it. But you always feel good on the other side. Believe you are worthy and deserving of all that you desire. This one came up a lot in some readings I was doing today. They're universally, I will say that people are struggling right now with self-worth and deservability. Just look at it and tell yourself, I am worthy, period. I deserve it, period. Acknowledging, and this is the big one, for I'm, 40 now. The big one is you've been on the planet long enough, and you know that settling never works. So just acknowledge that settling never works. It never works out when you settle, ever. Never. You never get what you want. Discover your unique authenticity and commit to living that way, no matter what. And then maintain full and complete faith in what in the God as you know it. So your authentic expression raises the vibration of the planet. So when you are living in your truth, when you are living the desires of your heart, when you are staying grounded and committed to what you want, you make the planet a better place. So I want to urge you to step away from the pattern of settling, compromising, not believing that you can have what you want, and return to a space of tonight, or whenever you're listening to this podcast, return to the space of what do I want? What is the truest desire of my heart? And journal on it, and journal on it, and journal on it. And as you get clearer and clearer and clearer, your vibration will naturally start to raise, and you will start to see opportunities and signs and symbols that you didn't see before. It's really difficult to hear your intuition when you are settling. So I love you. Please consider my Joy program information again at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click Work with Amy and then Group Intuitive Coaching. You can do this. You can do this. It requires strength. It requires guts. It requires deep for amounts of self-love, but you can stop settling and you can get exactly what you want. I love you. Thank you for listening to this program. Take care of yourself. Until next time, I am Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy.